A principle called overlining makes a lot of sense for fly fishermen. David Sparks, this is Sportsman Spotlight. Our good friend Josh Mills tells me that there's a nifty way to get line out for a fly fisherman without having to overwork it, and it's called overlining.
If you're out fly fishing and you're casting either a sinking line or really big bugs and you're feeling like you're constantly having to really work hard to get line out, to shoot it, to even manage it, let me introduce a principle that it might help you out for people who are starting out. It's the principle of overlining your fly rod. So let's say that you normally fish with a 5-weight line. Feel free to possibly switch up to a 6-weight line on your 5-weight rod, because what that's going to do is provide a deeper load in the rod. You'll be able to shoot more line. There's nothing worse than being out all day long and getting something that doesn't quite match, and you're having to constantly work to get line out, or you're casting big bugs and it's hard to get the line to load the rod properly, and therefore it's just effort upon effort upon effort. So coming up a line size to the rod, especially as you get into the heavier type stuff, if you're fishing an 8-weight, don't be scared to put a 9-weight line on that rod. Modern line manufacturers most of the time overweight it a little bit and go a little bit above what a 5-weight really would be, but if you step up to the 6-weight, and it's a specific application, it's not going to be that great if you're throwing dry flies. But if you're throwing subsurface stuff, big streamers or big heavy flies to bass deep or something like that, try overlining. It'll make your day a lot more enjoyable.
David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.